code word, hellbending.
See if you have any response from him.
Alright, so... we all did really well. Can somebody get the door? I have this fantasy that you all talk to each other. Yes. Is that any truth to that at all? None?
No.
No, but we did find there were lots of ones, which might account for...
All right. So I guess the message...
with the caring.
Loud and clear.
Yes. The hardworking, loyal, thoughtful carings. I noticed that, like, between both of my assignments, we had a lot of very clear-cut ones.
Yeah.
Where
I wonder if it's going to be like that for the remainder.
Well, I mean...
it's nice for reliability, but it's not
really...
well,
we had a larger, so, I mean, there was more variability with it, but I know, like, on Melissa's and I, like, the shorter string of answers, like, there were some very clear-cut, you know, this is just a three because it just, you know, mentions, or, you know, there's a lot of ones, you know, but...
there was a lot of ones and twos that people...
yeah, we only had one... I gave it a 4, and then there were 2 I gave a 7 with hers, but everything else was like a 1 or a 3, or somewhere, you know, like that.
I feel like I experienced
it. You think there's, most of them were like that?
Well, the short, like the strings, you know, like where we had got that before, where with the other scales there could be a little bit of variability, whether it was an action or this or, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the longer ones, there was a little, the 5, the 6s, and the 7s.
All right.
Yeah, we had a couple of ones that were, like, I put at least 2, I think 7s.
I had an 8.
Oh.
I gave.
So there's some variation.
I gave 2 7s and 8, 2 8s. So.
I had 5.
All right, so let's see. Looking at discrepancies here. Looking at Brianna and Giacomo. 2 or more. Out of 30, I picked 3. 3 of them. And only 2, off by 2.
Quick question. Just
yeah.
One. I think in both of my assignments, Chris and Brianna, one said deceased, and one said my mother is deceased. I mean, I give a 0 for both, but I think I noticed that I think one of you guys gave it a 0, one of you gave it a 1, and I wasn't sure if, like, there's a reason. Does the wording change of that, or should they both be 0?
Well,
say you had it?
I mean, to me, that's a 0. A 1, it's just, you're sort of refusing
right.
to even say anything about the person. Deceased
right.
is a state of... state of inertness? I don't know.
Non-being.
Yeah. Being in nothingness. Jean-Paul Sartre. But it's not a negative one because they did provide something. It's not like F you,
right.
you know. So I would say a 0
okay.
for deceased. People agree with that?
I think we had discussed that like last week, just before you had gotten here. Because you and I had one last week, I think, too, where that came up.
Right.
And I had asked.
Now, is that 23 WQQ, too?
It was in books. One was, for Chris and I, it was 35 WAC-2, and then for Brianna, it was, which one did you say?
He's talking about something
24.
WQQ2?
Yeah, I gave that a 1. I can see that a 0. Yeah.
No, you gave it a negative 1.
For 24, my mother is deceased.
23.
Oh,
for 23 is a different. We're
nine.
Not talking about
this. So you guys must have just been the one off on it. So.
Yeah.
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 So he
but was I was curious. I mean, he brought up the issue of negative 1 versus 0.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so not in the picture at all. I put a 0 and you put a
negative 1. Or not in the picture at all. Is what the response is for 23.
You gave a negative 1.
Yeah. Are we agreeing that that's a 0?
What
or
do people
no?
think?
Seems kind
of not in the picture doesn't mean that they're deceased. So,
it sounds like it's implied that they're not deceased. There's not in the picture at all. So maybe that is a little hostile.
It is a refusal. I saw it as passive aggressive and evading a possibility for reflection.
Right. What do you think?
Off the top of my head, without anything, I would probably have given it 0 because I could see where there could be some confusion where it could be taken negative or as just kind of like a sociological description of it. You know, they're just not present in my life.
Is there a high note?
I think why I downgraded it, because if it just said not in the picture, I probably would have given it 0. But because it followed by comma at all, like it seemed like they're trying to... I don't know. It just seemed like it had that passive-aggressive...
Maybe they wish the person was not in the picture at all. Maybe they're plotting something.
Perhaps. I don't know. So, yeah. Okay.
I would say 0.
Okay.
It's not quite strong enough for me to be like a repudiation.
Sure.
I was just curious about that because Giacomo raised it. But number 9, number 15, and number 29... were the three that differed by 2.
When in doubt, give it 0. If you can kind of go either way. At least it's...
So, number 9, WFV.
Yeah, WFV 2. Somebody want to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it. My father is an eternal optimist who is sweet and sensitive, but denies having strong emotions. My father is an eternal optimist who is sweet and sensitive, but denies having strong emotions.
You know, strictly speaking, I can see where Giacomo was coming from, but you're thinking about the denies, the emotions.
I don't know
if he
gave it, but...
Oh, okay.
I don't have it.
Okay. But you were thinking of denies emotions as... masking nature of the awareness of mental states.
That was my person's
thing. Yeah, there's kind of a perspective taking almost going on that there's a that it's disparate between what is shown and what is experienced.
Do you want to say what you mean? I'm not sure. What do you want?
Let's hear what other people. 4?
My first instinct was 5.
5?
Because the like them that they're masking, like, well, an optimism is, I think, would be like more of a mental state, wouldn't it? If he's an eternal optimist,
you feel optimistic.
I mean, yeah, I think that's his mental state, but then he's also showing that he's masking his emotions and he's that it's susceptible to disguise by saying that he doesn't really show it or whatever.
But yeah,
one, yeah, because I don't think any of those are a strong enough mental state to qualify for.
Well, a 1 is complete absence of any reflective functioning, right? It's the absence.
Right.
So this person is denying emotions, right? Doesn't it imply that the person has a mind?
Well, if you're denying that you have emotions, so you're emotionless, then you're kind of a...
Well, we're not rating the person who's being observed,
right.
We're rating the observer.
Right.
Right? And the observer is aware that the other person has emotions and B is denying them. I can't see a 1. Definitely can't see a 1.
So then I guess 5.
I can see it higher.
3?
Mm-hmm.
You don't, it's just it's banal reflective functioning. So you weren't impressed with the denies emotions as disguise of mental states. That didn't impress you?
Well, how did she say it again?
My father is an eternal optimist who is sweet and sensitive but denies having strong emotions.
Explicit, isn't that what 5 says? Explicit.
Well, that's why I didn't read it as high as a 5, because there wasn't much of a
It doesn't sound... He's denying his emotions. Is that canned?
It's a little vague.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't... It's not like he denies having any anger, or he
right.
denies feeling sad, and he denies this or that. He's just saying he denies having emotions.
Which is why a 4 might be a good score for that. I can't really see the 5 because of Dustin's point.
Yeah, I can see that being canned also, so I can see a 4.
Okay. But I think it's more than just canned.
Yeah.
You have that... The disguise, the awareness that you can disguise mental states.
Mm-hmm. And it just has to be explicit, it doesn't have to be sophisticated.
Right. And see, that would make it a 5, automatically. However, because it's so vague, as you say, I'd bump it down one point and make it a 4. That would be my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You guys agree
yeah.
with that? So... We give that one to Brianna.
What did you guys give it?
I give it 2.
So disguise doesn't imply that they're covering up one state with another, because denial is just denial.
No, not necessarily one state with another, but just like self-deception of mental states. No, I'm not feeling that way. Well, he's denying feeling a certain way. That's disguising. Now, it doesn't have to be with another mental state, like he's puts a smile on his face, but he's really feeling sad inside. That'd be disguising the mental state of happiness,
right,
or sadness with the mental state of happiness. It doesn't have to be. Am I right about that? I don't think it has to be disguising one with another. 15, WBB2. Who wants to read it?
Emotionally closed off, guarded. Acts silly, never serious as a defense. Had a difficult childhood, tries hard to be a provider, good father.
I think it's, well, it's interesting, it's the same type of response, but you two flip-flopped on this one.
I have to ask Ruth next to this one in my... I didn't know how to approach it, so.
Let me read the thing. I'll read it again.
Okay.
Emotionally closed off, guarded, acts silly, never serious as a defense. Had a difficult childhood, tries hard to be a provider, good father.
I mean, hearing it again, I'm more convinced than I was the first time that it's in almost identical category as the previous one. So I'm surprised you two flipped on that.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the disguise.
Mm-hmm. But they use, like, behavioral disguise. Like, never serious as a defense. Like, I feel like that's just a behavioral...
Well, emotionally closed off, guarded.
Yeah,
that to me is similar to denying one's emotions.
And isn't there a clause of, like, defense mechanisms, like...
I think they're actually explaining it as an actual defense, I don't think they're saying it in a very, not for them, for recognizing
that the defensive natures of certain mental states. I think there's something like recognizing the defensive natures of mental states. 415, awareness of defensive natures of certain mental states.
That would be a higher. You tend to blank out things that make you unhappy sometimes. It sounds very similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all under awareness of the nature of mental states. I mean, I think this person has that awareness. Now, we want to bump it down one because there's somewhat of a paucity of mental states just in general in this response. But
it's not connected. Like, it's alluded to, but, you know, to be actual... explicit, like they haven't made, you know, a completely explicit connection.
Right.
Mm-hmm. completely explicit, but it's, yeah, in the ballpark.
Right. So, point Giacomo.
Together we even out.
Now we go to the rubber match. The bonus round. Number 29, XXK2.
Did you do 17?
Huh?
Oh, no, that's the
one. No, 17's fine. 1 and 2. But XXK2...
He is very easygoing and funny. He is like a combination of Bob Hope and Chevy Chase. He's very sweet and affectionate, but he's too passive and lets my mother order him around.
What do you guys think? Two. Okay. Dustin, what do you think?
He is very easygoing and funny. He is like a combination of Bob Hope and Chevy Chase. He's very sweet and affectionate, but he is too passive and lets my mother order him around.
Two.
I was even thinking
of
going down to a one, but I'm
just
happy with a two.
Okay. All right, I was going to give it a one. You guys want to defend your responses? We've got a one and a three here.
I want to give it a one. I felt there was no explicit mention of mental states. It was all behavioral.
I was looking at the last sentence about him being passive and how that state impacts how the mother behaves.
Passive is a behavior.
Yeah, so I mean,
I can't see that as a mental state. If we're talking about, you know, desires, needs, wishes, beliefs, emotions, those are mental states. Passive is a behavior. Passive is not a mental... Do people disagree with me? I don't see that as a mental state.
No, I mean, initially when I looked, yeah, you know, like, that's what I was, like, kind of going through, you know, back and forth in my mind, you know, like, is this something, or, you know, is it just more of, like, a behavioral description?
I guess the connection they make to how people, other people behave in regards to their, I guess, their disposition, I guess, maybe, it's maybe too bad too.
That's kind of why I went up to a two rather than a one.
But, I mean, if you take the list and it's out, I guess I would definitely give it a one, but I guess...
I mean, a two is acceptable, but I really do think it's a one. So, point Brianna. Game, set, match.
There better be no next time.
Uh-oh. All right, now Melissa and Chris have no twos or greater, so we can skip them. Although I would be curious about number 13, CCB1. What is that?
Okay. She is a drug addict living off welfare in the USA.
She's a drug addict.
She's a drug addict living off of welfare in the USA.
Now, I'd be struggling between a 0 and a 1.
Mm-hmm, really?
And you guys a 0 and negative 1?
Yeah, I gave it a negative 1. I felt like that was so, like, I thought that was just, nasty.
But it could be true, right?
It could be, but I guess the way they said living off welfare in the USA, I just felt like it was, like...
A little bit sarcastic.
Yeah.
That was why I had, you know, kind of gone with the 0, because I'm like, well, this could be a very sociological,
right.
But I get this, like, sense of, you know, like, there's a bite to it, so, like, I thought...
Yeah, there is some sarcasm. That's, I can't see the negative 1, though.
No, I guess, that's why we talked about it, and I'm fine with the 0. Like Chris said, we said, like, when in doubt, if it's not, like, overtly nasty, we're going to go to 0.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I was thinking 1, actually, but you convinced me that in the USA is kind of, like, sarcastic.
A little asterisk to discuss, because I was like...
Reading a lot into that, though, like...
What?
Who knows? It could just be, like, may not be being sarcastic.
Living on welfare in Germany.
Right.
why mention the country in which the person is?
I know. I'm just saying.
It's
like,
weird.
The person is just like out of it.
In the telepathic wind.
So that's all you have to say to describe your mom.
All right, moving along. We've got 2 for Chris and Giacomo, and then we have 5 for Dustin and Marie. So let's get to
our
Chris and Giacomo. We've got number 5, WVT3.
Okay. It's a long one. How much time do I have? I am an open, caring, compassionate, authentic, and ambitious individual. I strive for high levels of excellence, not only for myself, but I also impose those same expectations on others too, even when they don't ask, in parentheses. I am open to feedback from others whom I trust and really try to grow in all situations, even those that don't feel good. I would say that I have perfectionistic tendencies and often criticize myself when I fail to live up to those expectations. In general, I have excellent intuition and an innate ability to read others. I have been told by those older than me that I am very wise. I just try to stay open and learn from life.
Melissa? What
do you think? Well, my first instinct without, like, going through it and writing on it is a 3. Like, that over, hyper,
The hyper-reflective?
Hyper-reflective. I mean...
Hyperactive reflection, yeah.
But I did see, like, the development over time a little bit. But I don't know. I'd have to, like, really write down on it. Mm-hmm. I'm not holding mine up, so...
Marie?
I don't know, I'm thinking 7. I feel like it hit a lot of the notes. Like, I heard reflective states. The first sentence is like acknowledgement of the interviewer, development over time, and behavior underlying how she feels about it.
Oh, that's interesting. So, the very first, comment?
I didn't think about that either.
How much time do I have?
So, I mean, Marie has a point there. I didn't even, I didn't hear that. But that would count. So automatically, you know, it's at least a 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless
Does that
Giacomo
knock anybody out of the running?
I just didn't see how that first, how much time do I have, would actually constitute, like, that category of mental stimulation.
They were talking to you, Giacomo.
I'm looking at the categories under it. I'm seeing which one the technologists of separate minds.
Of
that
But that's
that
counts. I mean, it's a they're implying you have a mental state.
Right. I think they're acknowledging that there's someone there, but I don't see how it's acknowledging the separateness of minds or not assuming knowledge or emotional attunement. It's just saying, you know, I could go on for a while. It sounds like saying.
Yeah, you're just saying how much time do I have? I could go on.
Right.
But
I get that.
It doesn't matter. It's still put on paper.
Well, let's turn to that. I mean, this is a good one.
Because it says acknowledge the separate minds. If you look at it, it says the separate history, experience, and mental stance of the interviewer is at times explicitly acknowledged by the speaker. Mm-hmm. And this provides a compelling example of reflective functioning. I mean, you don't know anything. They're not assuming anything about the mental stance of the interviewer. I mean, it's called, like, if we compare it to the other one where the first we talked about where they said a statement and then later on they said, well, you might interpret it as this, this, and this. That made me think that they're thinking what the interviewer might be. This is just saying, okay, someone's reading this, and that's about it, nothing about the mental state.
Yeah, but we also use that as a criteria on some of the passages that had things like, why do you want to know? You know, like that kind of defensiveness.
I think that's a little applied. How much time do I have? I mean, we give them a lot of
why do you want to know is not assuming knowledge. Like, you don't know what the other person is thinking.
But they didn't think that they were going to get an answer on it, but they didn't have a time. Not like a lot.
I definitely saw that, and I was like, and I considered for a second, and I was like, this doesn't definitely fall into this category. So, I mean, I still don't see how it does, but.
Well, what is now? What's the exact phrase again?
How much time do I have?
How much time do I have?
It's a very reflective answer. It's pensive.
Oh, man.
That implies that they have a lot to say.
How much time do I have?
Giacomo.
I mean,
it said, how much time do I have, Giacomo?
There's either sarcastically like, oh my god, how much time do I have, blah, 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 versus how much time do I have?
What is time? Yes, it's very abstract.
I just don't get how it's referring to mental state. It just sounds
okay,
like
how about this? Have I got off the question?
Well, it's implying that I might have a separate opinion than you do about whether you got off the question.
But how much time do I have implies that the person knows how much time.
The person knows how much time. It said take 5 minutes, right?
Maybe they forgot. They're asking.
It sounds like a very, like, just like a canned phrase. Like, how much time am I going for that? Forever.
Well, if it's canned, then I'm talking three.
Right.
But that's assuming that the person has limited
But I just don't think it fits that
patience.
Category of the mental states in relationship.
All right, I mean, I hear what you're saying.
I don't know, I mean.
I hear what you're saying. So let's put that aside as a question, but there's a lot more that we can score here.
Maybe it was philosophical. How much time do I have?
The existential nature.
Are either of you studying, like, cancer patients?
Am I here?
How much time do I have?
Oh, no.
On the web, Jeff. On the web.
Look at that.
Hey, I continue to live strong, so. Go ahead. You gave it a 7, right? So you must have had more than one category.
I can read it again.
I felt that I heard enough elements of those four categories.
All four?
I didn't see that at all.
Maybe not the
he or she dinged on all four?
Maybe not.
I just felt like they just said tons of mental states and that's it.
And like reasoning.
I'm compassionate. I have expectations of others. I try to grow.
Yeah, there was no specific
examples.
It
doesn't go beyond that. It's just like, this is how I feel on the inside, and
so
there's
maybe
nothing
just
after that.
Them. If they're not explicit enough, maybe just
all right, so.
I mean, was there other than the first phrase, was that other one?
Yeah, I mean, they discuss that they're trying to grow in different situations. They trust, they have intuition. Well, that's why I didn't.
Oh, I don't know what you guys
mean. Exactly, so please don't.
Oh, snap.
You're not being very reflective. There's opaqueness here. Recognize it.
Recognize it. Oh.
Well, I'm assuming you give it a higher response
than Jocelyn. You don't even know if you could have given it a -1. I think they would have been higher.
Oh, Chris. Sassy today.
I am. At least now you're at a 3. I gave it a 5.
Okay. Oh.
See?
All right.
Right.
I'm
giving
it a 5.
So which of the four categories did this one ding for you, Chris?
Well, I mean, I recognize that they did recognize that there was another person. Not saying, you know, I weighted it extremely heavily, but I did have that underlined.
Okay.
I just have the recognition that they're at least acknowledging that they're, you know, trying to grow in certain situations, which, you know, wasn't a solid for me, like they didn't develop it, but it was present. I underline the fact that they trust, which, you know, I guess to me seems a little bit more internal of a state than a behavior. And then also, you know, they brought up the fact of, you know, having an intuition, which is an internal state as well. So, I mean, although none of them was a solid 5 itself, I thought that they hit kind of enough to at least be average.
Yeah, I'm struggling between a 4 and a 5.
Yeah, I'd be happy with a 4, but I just felt it was like a lot of the same thing and just repeating different mental states.
There's a lot of behaviors too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sound like mental states,
yep.
But when you read into it, they're not.
I wanted to give it a high score because it was very long, but I kept going back.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I think that was a tough one. Mm-hmm. I'd say 4 or 5 on that. The other one is 30, WCT3.
I am kind and caring. I can be thoughtless and clumsy. I am loyal and can be gullible at times. I am incredibly sensitive to the plight of others and can feel very emotionally affected when I learn about other people's pain. I am kind and caring. I can be thoughtless and clumsy. I am loyal and can be gullible at times. I am incredibly sensitive to the plights of others and can feel very emotionally affected when I learn about other people's pain.
The last sentence was, I feel sensitive.
I'm incredibly sensitive to the plights of others and can feel very emotionally affected when I learn about other people's pain.
Yeah, I would say that's evaluating mental states from the point of view of their impact on behavior of self and or other. I have to go with Jocko on this one.
It's fine. I could see.
Give it a three.
I
knew he would, because he'd be like, that's so canned. The emotional impact on others. Huh.
Right. Oh, she's giving it back a little bit.
I don't know if she's actually accurate in this case.
Where is that?
You gave it three.
Four.
Yeah.
This is a
I can see it
two,
going.
4.2.5.
Okay.
That's what I would do with it. I think it's a pretty clear example of that particular subsection.
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't hear any other domains being dinged, so no more than five. So you guys are tied 1-1 on that.
Why would it be a five?
Huh?
Why would it be a five?
Because it triggers this particular domain.
4.2.5. I don't know, because I didn't hear the behavior. It just said I'm sensitive to the plights of others when they're in pain.
The plight is a, it's not a behavior. You don't do a plight, but
right.
It's a state of being. It's an emotional impact on a state of being, or the state of being has an emotional impact on the respondent.
But he didn't state what that impact was.
That it they become emotionally affected when they kind of understand.
But is that angry? Are they sad?
But they're still alive, though. Yeah. They're emotionally affected. Have to be sophisticated.
Yeah, I mean, if they did what you're suggesting, Marie, then you'd say maybe a six. Yeah. That's what Giacomo gave it.
I think the scale's definitely harder to understand, like, exactly what the person really means, you know.
Than the first two coding systems. Also, this coding system wasn't made for this task. We're superimposing it, and this was Howard Steele's point. Like, you know, you're rating words. You know, RF is supposed to be rated in the context of the adult attachment interview, which is an hour-long interview. You know, and you get one RF score for an entire hour-long interview. We're doing an RF score sometimes for one or two words. It's, you know, it's not the greatest situation, but
it's very avant-garde of us.
It is. This is why it's
expensive. You need an hour? I can do it in one. I can name that tune in one word. Benangi. It's Target. It is Target.
All right, so let's do Dustin and Marie.
Did we have one more that we got to fight about?
No, that was it.
I thought that was that.
Just two.
Oh.
Yeah, so you guys ended in a tie.
What? I take comfort in Breed's victory.
Oh! Wow! Yeah, and unfortunately, you and Melissa.
Out for blood. I know. We don't have anything to fight about.
Yeah. So
that would be a five, right? I'm taking comfort in her, you know, victory. Her behavior is impacting
my seeing numbers in people's interactions. It's
I'm seeing a negative morph right now. Oh, okay. Gonna keep it to
she's
myself.
She's in a telepathic way.
No, it was a hostile response. So I'm gonna keep it to myself.
All right, so we go with number seven, which is LHK1. Someone want to read that? Either Dustin or Marie, either way.
My biological mother died when I was 8, so I don't know. I do have a stepmother who has never felt like a mother to me. She can be a very unkind person. I believe she is very insecure and covers that with her harshness.
Where did I put?
Let's not go there yet.
All right.
Could you read it?
My biological mother died when I was 8, so I don't know. I do have a stepmother who has never felt like a mother to me. She can be a very unkind person. I believe she is very insecure and covers that with her harshness.
Okay, let me read something. Recognition of this possibility of disguising internal states may be implicit or explicitly stated. A common example would be instances of awareness that the individual may experience different emotions to the ones they display and may refer to the other or to the self. Right? My mother always kept everything controlled and calm, but I think underneath she often felt very angry.
But those are two different feelings, right?
Yeah.
Because here it says she can be a very unkind person.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay. Insecure and covered.
Insecure is a feeling.
I was leaving that out, sorry.
Okay. So that one to me is pretty straightforward. That's a five, okay. Right? Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, number 11, WWC1.
My mother is very encouraging in pretty much everything I do. She's very outgoing and boisterous, and is very warm and has a good heart. She is someone I feel that I can really rely on.
Dustin, what's up with that?
He's very passionate about his answer.
Can you read it one more time?
My mother is very encouraging in pretty much everything I do. She's very outgoing and boisterous, and is very warm and has a good heart. She's someone I feel that I can really rely on.
All right. Chris? One? One?
Yeah, I was thinking
one.
Sophie?
One, maybe two.
So, <don't wanna>
just pick a number. I was thinking one as well.
Three.
So we have Dustin 3, Marie 1.
I agree. I would go down for one. I don't know why I put three on.
Okay. Last week, you were the very conservative member of the panel.
Well, no, and now I...
It's getting a little loose.
I feel like I was trying to maybe... I was thinking about last week how things were higher than I thought, I think.
Yeah. But, you know, the first one that we went over, you were right on. Five. So, all right, so there are no mental state terms in this particular one, which automatically gives it a one. Next one, number 12, HHR3.
I'm a smart, hardworking, loving person. I'm dedicated to the ones I love and the things I love to do, including my job. I'm introverted, although I care deeply about my friends and family. I am a workaholic. I'm a bit obsessive compulsive. I'm accepting of others, I like order, and I have difficulty saying no to others. I often do more than what is expected of me because I have difficulty seeing when things aren't good enough. I strive for wisdom, although I haven't reached it yet. I love music, animals, reading, fantasy, and science fiction, and anything that can make me smile. I am an optimist, and I believe in the goodness of most people. I'm spiritual but not religious. I think the absolute reality, whoever or whatever that may be, is someone I often laugh with about the irony of life. I believe in myself and my ability to overcome any obstacle, and I think that if you work hard and do what you love, you will succeed in life. I don't care much about fame or money, although I do wish to be acknowledged for my contributions and successes. I am tired.
I am tired?
I'm
all done. Telepathic wind!
No. Well, they do have conversations with God and laugh about what they talk about with God.
Mm. All right.
And there's typographical errors.
Okay. We don't correct punctuation.
No,
we don't take points off.
Only yeah.
What was the... Read the last sentence, the last piece of that.
I don't care much about fame or money, although I do wish to be acknowledged for my contributions and successes. I am tired.
Okay.
I bolded the words that I thought were...
All right, so... I have a number locked in, but
I'm torn between two numbers. I'm going to go with the high one. I was thinking 4 to 5, but I'm going to say the 5.
Okay.
I was actually going between 5 or 6, and it's going to be 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking 4 and 5. I was going to go with the lower one.
Okay.
Better.
I was thinking it was like 3 to 4. I didn't... That a lot of it was like love or things I didn't really elaborate, but I think through explanation it seemed kind of like
it was
a 4.
Like a vague illusion of development.
Yeah.
But like it wasn't really an internal statement.
I gave a 5.
It was a wish.
It was a wish. I mean, you could argue that's a 3, but I think there was some awareness of the nature of mental states. I didn't actually identify a specific subcategory, but I do think there was something in there. I can't see a 7.
What about I often do more than what its behavior or the underpinning of... I often do more than what is expected because I have difficulty seeing or things are good enough. Isn't having difficulty seeing or things are good enough, I guess. I was thinking that was behavior explained by a mental state, like not feeling good enough, not feeling like things are ever good enough.
Well, I guess you could say that's mental state susceptible to self-disguise, right? We deceive ourselves all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the entire canon of psychoanalysis is based on that premise. But is there more than that? Is there another domain that's targeted?
I was going to say, the only thing I almost kind of saw was taking into account how others perceive, but they weren't specific. When they said, like, I want to be recognized for this, so they realized that other people are recognizing them or not recognizing. No.
So you're saying that would...
That's just the only one I kind of really... I mean, well, they weren't... That's in the awareness of mental states. And, I mean, I don't know if they're really trying to tease out the mental state, though. I don't...
There's kind of a reference to another person. Like,
no.
I wish to be acknowledged, or... There's, you know, they mention the goodness of most people, like, I'm accepting of others. They mention other people, but not how the other people are in any way affected. So to me, it didn't go higher than
the other people. Yeah, I definitely think I'm too high.
That's the only reason I was considering the 6. Don't worry, Keller.
What did you give the people? Oh.
They did mention mental states. But
yeah.
Five.
Okay, because I don't see another domain being targeted. All right, 2 more. Number 14. This is HNR3.
I'm a composite of my parents, a compassionate listener, helping people find their way through tortuous paths of life.
One more time.
I am a composite of my parents, a passionate listener, helping people find their way through tortuous paths in life.
Okay. Melissa?
A 5?
What?
I guess, I don't know. I didn't see what you did. You want to read it?
Not a five.
I don't know. I thought maybe they were trying to recognize how other people were feeling.
Read one more time.
I am a composite of my parents, a passionate listener, helping people find their way through tortuous paths in life.
Giacomo?
One.
I gave it a one.
I gave it a three, actually.
That's what we're talking about. So, what's your rationale?
I don't have one.
Well, that's honest.
I don't know why.
You have no mental state about it at all.
I don't know why I put it.
Maybe he was having a little counter-transference or identification, you know, the people's torture.
So that's like the same one as like the people who are in pain. Like I can see how that you thought that, you know, like when we were talking about Carolyn's pain.
My first instinct was listening to it. So.
But then, yeah, me too. But when I looked at it again, I was like, well, this doesn't even hit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm being grossly unfair. I'm asking you guys to rate these like off the top of your head. And you know, I think Melissa's a lot like me. If I were doing an assignment like this, I mean, I'd just pore over it, read it 15 times and parse it, and, you know, but asking people just to go with their gut, I think it's a little bit more challenging, so. What's that?
Statistically, people are, with, like, test-taking or rating things, people are usually right with their gut.
Sometimes they are. Thin slicing.
That's what they say for, like, the SATs and stuff, like, go with your first.
Right. I wouldn't do that with this assignment.
No.
Please don't.
Well, there's got to be some awareness. I guess maybe what I was thinking is that there's some awareness of what the parents are like, but it's not in that state. You know, it's a...
But, you know, it's actually not about the parents. But I guess, you know, we've been going along, you can rate the description of the parents, even if it's a description of the self, for mental state.
Right.
If they're
aware
of their parents' mental state.
What? Right. But what mental state do the parents have?
No, I mean, yeah.
Maybe he's a tall blonde and dad is tall and mom is blonde and he's a composite of the two.
What a bunch.
I mean, I was being much more conservative this time.
Specify.
I gave a tremendous amount of ones. Because I thought, you know, based on that email, that all of these lists of warm, loving, caring, like, if we decided that's all one.
Okay.
Well, loving is a three. Remember we described that as a feeling? You can feel love. You can feel loving.
But you can't feel
You can't
caring.
Feel caring. You
then
are
you have
caring.
To elaborate on the caring.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you could give care as well, so like unless they kind of specify. Like if you make love, that would be a one. But loving is an emotion.
Like this one says warm, loving, supportive, caring of others. So then you would say that the loving would bump it to a three.
Yes.
Gosh darn. I was being more.
Which
being
one was that?
Is the next one?
Yes, let's move on to the next one. The next and the last one. 19 WBC2. Go ahead.
Oh, wait. The one I just read you said would be a three just because of the word loving.
No, the one we just did was a one. Yeah.
She had asked the question about loving, though, and just the description for the one you were just asking.
Right. Exactly.
19 is alcoholic, distant, hypochondriac, homophobic. It's a dad description. Alcoholic, distant, hypochondriac, homophobic.
Where's the emotion in that?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I think this is when I said talking to her about how confusing this was. I just figured that homophobia, like homophobic, is a.
I don't. You don't feel homophobic. You are homophobic or are not, but you don't feel homophobic. You don't wake up. I am feeling homophobic today.
You don't wake up feeling loving today.
Yeah, you can.
But can't you wake up being fearful of something?
Yeah, it's a phobia.
I can see where she's coming from.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, like, you know, if you're afraid of spiders, phobia is a fear, even though I know this word is different.
Yeah, it would be a one, like anything diagnosis-wise.
Yeah, we had made that rule already that anything that's diagnostic, oh, they did, okay, anything diagnostic is automatically a one. Borderline, one. Hysterical one. Paranoid one.
There's actually three diagnoses in that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
If you count.
I think I wanted to give it a one, but I was, I guess, extrapolating on homophobic, thinking that that is kind of a mental state, though, because the person is feeling a certain way about that. And but if it is just you...
How about racist? Is that a feeling? I'm feeling racist today.
It's not an emotional. It's not an emotion.
But it's a belief.
You can have racist beliefs,
but you're a racist. I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
I have a question. What if you have like arachnophobia and you're in the woods?
That's a diagnosis.
You're not feeling it?
You're feeling fearful of spiders. I'm afraid. That is a mental state.
Right.
I have arachnophobia. No mental state.
Gotcha.
It's a classification. It's a classification.
The homophobic. I don't know.
It's like red beads versus blue beads. There's no feeling there.
And that's not a zero because it's so negative.
Well, now I was just going to bring that up.
Because that's what
I actually would have considered a zero because there's some hostility there.
Chris wouldn't know to give it a zero because he knew I was looking at it as a negative.
But it, I mean, it's just a list.
But in its totality, there's something very hostile about it. Not very, I'm sorry to say that. There's something somewhat hostile about it. I'm not saying it's a zero. I'm just saying I think that should have been considered. Three is definitely out of the realm of possibility. A one or a zero, I think, are acceptable scores. And we could debate about whether it's a zero or a one. I mean, do you really think it is a zero? Would you have given it a zero?
Alcoholic, distant, hypochondriac, homophobic.
Those could all be real things, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
like, what if they said,
yeah, but they're all real nasty.
It's just, yeah, it's all negative.
Like, there's not one nice thing about this person. Like, they're not even neutral about anything.
Well, thank God he's distant.
Though. Yeah, that's the only, right. Yeah.
But I was thinking of the phrase, they're in a state of what? So I was using that to kind of determine what really was the good thing. So, you know, I'm in a state of fatigue. I'm in a state of anger. So I was thinking I'm in a state of homophobia. That's not true all the time.
It's more of a trait. It's not a state.
But what if, like, you know... If
that's what I mean. You don't wake up homophobic one day.
Well,
you are homophobic. You have a trait. It's like intelligence. Right? That's a trait. Homophobia is a trait.
Well, I wanted to give it a one. So I guess I extrapolated too much thinking that I was giving too many ones.
No, I mean, I think the point is well taken. We're finding that there are a lot of ones in this.
Right. No, I had mostly
sample.
Ones. That's why I second-guessed.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all right. But, you know, it's actually not as bad as I thought. There are a lot of fours and fives, a couple of sixes. I mean, I'm happy about that because Chris and Jocko need variability to get any kind of significant findings. So that's a good thing, but...
Has to be the right type of variability. Though.
Yes, absolutely.
Not just variability. If you could just, you know, without knowing anything, get it to the right, you know.
But it's weird because I feel like we're not going to get a lot of hires, you know, over sixes just because of the nature of the question that was posed. Because you're asking the person.
I totally agree, Marie, and that's why, you know, this adaptation is only a partial success, or I'm hoping for a partial success. It's not going to be a complete success.
Well, we really don't know what a normal score is within the general public either. Like, for
that's
the other
true.
Two, I know what my mean was, and I know what Giacomo's was, but I don't know if you randomly call people on the streets and, you know, across the sample, is a 9 really, or a 7, or, you know, like, these kind of pinnacle
scores.
Yeah, I
just have this fear if the study is something about, you know, type of person or a situation that, you know, then saying, well, okay, a lot of people were fives or something, then it kind of, I just have that in my mind, that the question isn't going
to... But also, I mean, on an AAI, okay, you get an hour to convince somebody to hit more than one category. I mean, you got an hour to do it in.
To prove that you're reflective versus, you know,
versus,
your mother. Well, they're fat, tall.
Right, you got 5 minutes to type on a computer. I agree with you that... You know, what we're doing has some flaws, but that's what you write in the limitations section of a dissertation or a journal article. You say these are the flaws, these are the limitations of the study. And what it's going to do is it's going to curtail the distribution. So instead of a scale from -1 to 9, it's now become a scale of -1 to 6 or 7. So you're cutting off probably the top two, maybe even the top three scores. It's going to be harder than to get significant findings. It just is, but that's the risk you take when you're forging new ground, as these two guys are doing.
I mean,
these guys are on the frontier. They're Lewis and Clark. You know?
I mean, I think it would be really interesting if the question was, how do you feel about your mother's father?
Sigmund and
Ava. I think that would be very interesting comparison, you know. If the question were, how do you feel about mother, father, self, I think that would be very interesting comparison.
Well, they're going to do that.
I mean, the actual prompt, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, to change the prompt to how do you feel about mother, father,
or
self?
Or if there were just a new
rather than
thing.
Describe.
Yeah,
or to give them more...
Because describe means...
Right.
You know, versus how do you feel about it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, again, I mean, we're using a methodology that was developed, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, and we're basically pouring new wine into old bottles.
There's nothing wrong with those bottles.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see if, you know, somebody else does a distribution using the data and then asking them.
Well, now there has been a paper published using the RF scale with Blatt's methodology, and they did have findings.
Right?
The Vermonti article. They did have findings. So it's never been done online, and it's only been done once using this methodology with the RF scale. I mean, this is groundbreaking work. You know, it really is. You can't know. But
at the end of coding dinner.
Yes, at the end of coding, when we have a big party. But I think it's a valid point that you're making. So.
But I guess also describe your mother, father also will pick up on or pull for a person who is more emotional about their parent.
Yeah.
You know, if they, you know, are going to say something versus, well, they lies.
But it also leaves it more, like, open-ended, because, I mean, if you were just asking just feeling, you might only get just feeling,
right.
You know, like, so it's kind of leading them down that road,
right,
versus
exactly.
the emoters are emoting, and the haters are hating.
Please describe your mother and how you feel about us. Or if you paid them more.
But, you know, think to yourselves now, obviously you're no longer blind to this procedure, but if you were given this task, describe your mother, okay? And if you just close your eyes and think about it a minute, I mean, wouldn't you describe something emotional? I mean, maybe you wouldn't, but I would hope that part of the description would be
now
some kind
will.
Of emotional, huh?
Now we will. Yeah, I don't think I would just describe physical.
You wouldn't stop there, right? At the physical description, you'd go on.
Right, not if it's for a psychological study, obviously.
She's
always
trying
to
change throughout my life.
I'm always trying to figure out.
You want to hit all the domains. All right, so you want to bump up a little bit?
Hell yeah! Throw me out some fingers, people. Pay now or pay later with interest, Bria.
Well, I think. You know, Melissa can go up to 40, and Dustin Giacomo can go up to 40. Okay.
We
already did. Yeah.
And then, if you want to bump up Giacomo and Brianna and you and Chris, I mean you and Giacomo.
There's some boundary confusion going on here. Who am I?
Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
Okay. So wait.
So we were doing.
How about everybody does 40? Everybody does 40, but Chris and Jocko could do 80. How's that?
How much do you have left to
down on
this score?
Just
that. Yeah, this is.
Yes, it's
going to go on a while.
Yeah, just give me a minute.
Like, wait, what are we finishing? That's
well,
not,
no,
the,
like, we're out
that's
of
not the question to ask.
So I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything.
Can we do 50 instead of 40?
Let's wait till next week. All right.
All
right. So we'll do
but you and Jack, if you guys have time, you guys can do 80.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. But we'll do 40. If we do well next week, then we can bump it up maybe to 60.
Okay.
All right. I want to check actually from the last time and see how we progressed as well as far as numbers of responses from the DR scale, and see what we did with that as well.
They were doing like 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were doing.
Well, we were split. We were doing doubles, like 240s. So submitting one to you and then submitting
yeah.
the second.
Yeah. After we went over it once in midweek, we'd submit the rest. Of
right. Let's have one more week where everybody's doing 40 except Giacomo and Chris can do 80, and then if everything goes well, we'll go back to that, okay?
Yeah. Right.
I just was a little bit freaked out from last week. I haven't completely recovered.
I think we're all kind of
excited. How excited you was sending the analytic community here as being like statisticians or something in science class. You all now know more about statistics than 70% of the faculty here, or something. And then he was like, but that's not a stab at the analytic community because Jeff knows stats.
What? Camilo said that?
Yeah.
Wow. Actually, Marshall's pretty good at stats, too.
Even so. That's
bad at the base, though. He's dead.
I saw him yesterday. He's here. I saw him.
So, Canterbury. Maria's in her way.
Okay.